Do you believe that you can heal yourself? Too often, we give our power away to something outside of ourselves, and rarely, if ever, trust and tap into our innate healing power and intuition. Everyone has this capability to heal in ways we never thought possible. It's your sovereign right to claim and have true health and lasting wellness. Now, here is the host of the Dr. Dolores Show, Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are in our amazing universe. And I've got some questions for you guys today. What if the answer you've been searching for has been inside you all along? You know, for most of our lives, we're taught to look outside of ourselves for guidance. We ask the experts what to do. We wait for approval before making decisions. We search for signs that someone or something else knows better than we do. But what if that quiet voice within you has been the most reliable guide the entire time? And what if the wisdom you've been asking from teachers, authorities, and systems has always lived inside your own awareness, like you had all the answers within yourself? Well, today on the Dr. Dolores Show, we're going to explore sovereignty and self-trust and how reclaiming your inner authority ends the cycle of external dependency. Because support can be helpful, guidance can be valuable, but the truth is your life was never meant to be led by someone else's knowing. It was meant to be guided by yours. And the moment you begin trusting yourself again, everything changes. So welcome to the Dr. Dolores Show. I'm Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer. You're a host of the show. And there comes a moment on the awakening path where you just realize something profound. You have been searching for your own wisdom in other people. But what really is happening is that you're coming home to yourself and realizing you have all the answers that you need for you, not your neighbor, not your spouse, not your kids, not society, but for you. So let's take a deeper dive into the hidden habit of external dependency. So many awakened individuals believe they are following guidance, but are actually outsourcing their power. Think about that. When we look for information outside of ourselves, it's like we're having some self-doubt. We're not really owning, you know, we think it's right, but then we question it. It's like we're feeling it in our bodies somatically, but yet we question that, and we have to be, you know, make sure that it's validated. And this could look like, just like what I said, needing validation before making decisions, constantly asking others what they think, or seeking a reassurance for choices you already know are right. And maybe even this one, waiting for signs before acting. So where in your life are you waiting for someone to tell you what you already know? And when was the last time you ignored your intuition because someone else disagreed? And do you trust your knowing, or do you trust someone else's opinion more? So the thing to remember, when we focus on external input, it becomes dependency. It overrides our own knowing. Support will expand you. Dependency disconnects you from yourself. And I'm going to say that again, because I think that's so important. Support will expand you. Dependency disconnects you from yourself. So what is the difference between support and dependency? So healthy support says, I trust you to know yourself. And dependency says, let me tell you what is right for you. Do you feel the difference? Support reflects your wisdom back to you. It empowers your discernment. It strengthens your autonomy. Whereas dependency replaces your discernment, creates reliance, and weakens your self-trust. So, you know, does this relationship strengthen my inner voice or replace it? This is a question to ask yourself. And, you know, that might be an interesting response because, you know, you probably have never asked yourself that. Does this relationship strengthen my inner voice or replace it? Are you allowed to expand or are you becoming dependent? So let's do a little process that I feel will be helpful to drive this point home to you. So I would like you to reflect on three influences in your life. And for each person or source, just ask, do I feel more empowered after interacting with them? Do I trust myself more? Or do I feel more uncertain without their input? And just pay attention to how your body's responding to these questions when you think about a person or source. Because your body already knows the difference. If you're feeling more constricted, that means you're probably giving your power away and trusting something outside of yourself. Whereas if you feel expanded and I'm going to say expansive and larger, it's like your energy field is responding to whether or not it's working for you or not. So the expansion is a good thing. The constriction is not so much. So your body as your sovereignty compass. You know, we talk about self-trust a lot, especially on my show here. And your body is always your barometer. And I feel that people are so, in these days and times, have a tendency to be very disconnected from their body, meaning that they're in their heads all the time. It's as if they are talking heads. From an energetic standpoint, and I see energy and feel it and sense it, it's as if their energy field is so close to their physical body, but their heads are really expansive. Okay, the energy, but, you know, and that's interesting. However, it's not a good thing because the body and the mind are not integrated and playing nicely in the sandbox. It's when both the mind and the body are expanded together that that's when there's alignment and they're playing nicely in the sandbox. And what this may look like for some people is this: when you are in your body, you're in the present moment. You're right here, right now. This is where you get to feel, experience emotions. When you pop out of your body into your head, it's where you're trying to figure things out, trying to make something happen, trying to control it, trying to force. Rarely are you ever in the present moment. In fact, you're never in the present moment. You're either living in the past or living in the future. And when that happens, you're not in the present moment. you don't get to experience the things that you need to be in the present moment for, like emotions. And a telltale sign for me is when people say, I think I feel. And I'm thinking to myself, what the hell is I think I feel? What it really is that they're intellectualizing their emotions. They're not actually experiencing what that feeling is, because you have to be firmly planted in your body and grounded in the present moment to experience your emotions. So this is why it's very important and why our body is our sovereign compass. For self-trust is not purely mental. It's in incorporating the body, mind, and soul, okay? And plus, it's somatic, meaning that you're going to have a sensation in your physical body. And your body registers alignment before the mind explains it. And just, you know, for some reference points here, some signs of alignment are maybe you feel an expansion in your body, maybe your chest expands, or there's this calm certainty, like no matter what's going on around you, you just are calm and centered, and you know, you have this certainty, whereas there's an external uncertainty shit show going on outside of you and around you. But no matter what's going on around you, you just feel this calmness, and you have this deep inner certainty. You also have grounded clarity. These are this, and another sign of alignment is just a steady breath. How many of us are shallow breathers or hold our breath unconsciously? I had an interesting experience on a recent trip that I took on vacation. I just returned back a few days ago, and just being reintegrated into society has been kind of interesting to say the least. But I remember having an experience on this trip. It was triggered by a massage that I had, that I was in the birth canal and being rebirthed, because for those people who know me, I just had another birthday a couple of weeks ago. And so I gifted myself a massage, and with, you know, a massage that was channeled as well. So the massage therapist kind of went to where my body needed the support. And sure enough, it was my neck and the base of my skull. And I had flashbacks of being in the birth canal and the birth of myself in this incarnation. And my mother, God bless her, was in labor with me for over 19 hours. And I felt as if I was stuck. I couldn't breathe. I was kind of in a panic, and I was shallow breathing, like holding my breath type of thing. And it's no surprise that what happens to us in our birth process, I really feel, affects how we kind of show up in our lives. It's like the first programmings in our physical body that are being carried out throughout your lifetime, unless you become aware of it. So for me, the takeaway was I need to breathe deeply without feeling as if I was going to be constricted or snuffed out, which is really kind of cool. So I just invite you to think of things in your life where you're misaligned. You know, maybe you're having contraction or tension or heaviness or even confusion. So I'm going to leave you with this before we start on our next break. Is what does your body feel like when something is true for you? And just sit and ponder with that as we segue onto our first break. And you're listening to the Dr. Dolores Show. I'm Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer. And you're listening to the Dr. Dolores Show today. And we're doing our sovereignty and self-trust series, ending external dependency. So stay tuned, and when we come back, we'll share some more with you.
Do you trust your instincts? Many of us don't. Yet this is the key to connecting to your innate healer within and your intuition. Tune in to the Dr. Dolores Show with nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer, Dr. Dolores Fazzino, to receive insights and tools to realign with your inner wisdom for lasting health and true wellness. Listen for the Dr. Dolores Show, Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Central, 1 p.m. Mountain, 12 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
Ready to break free from complacency? Welcome to I'm Awake, Now What?, your monthly invitation to embrace conscious living. If you've been feeling lost or stagnant, this is your chance to awaken your purpose. Join our transformative conscious wake-up office hours every month for guidance and self-discovery. Experience the power of clarity and focus as you navigate towards holistic healing and empowerment. Don't just survive, thrive. Sign up now and unlock a wealth of benefits, including enhanced well-being, stress reduction, emotional healing, and connection. It's time to ignite the flames of purpose within and start your journey to a fulfilling life.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
This is the Dr. Dolores Show with Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to Dolores at drdoloresfazzino.com. Now, back to the program.
And welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Dr. Dolores Show on Inspired Choices Network. And before our break, I just posed a question to everybody. What does your body feel like when something is true for you? So you had some time to think about that. So let's just dive into like a little exercise with that information. So I just invite you to recall a moment when you knew something deep inside. And what did it feel like in your body? Where did you sense that knowing? And how did that clarity register physically? You know, it's really important to remember your body is not just a vehicle. It's really an instrument of truth. It's going to tell you things if you are brave enough to listen, you're aligned enough to hear the truth, and you're able to discern between that and the external noise. So if you are ready to remember the wisdom that has always lived within you, the Dr. Dolores Show is a space where awakening souls explore healing, self-trust, and sovereignty in ways that bridge physical, emotional, and energetic dimensions of life. Each week, we dive into conversations that remind you that the answers you've been searching for already are inside of you. If this episode resonates with you, make sure you subscribe, like, and share the Dr. Dolores Show on your favorite listening platforms. We have over 350 that we're associated with, so please go and give us a like, share, and subscribe. And share it also with someone who may be on their awakening journey as well. Because when one person remembers their power, it illuminates the path for so many others. So let's dive into ending the cycle of permission seeking. There's a lot of us who are always asking for permission to do anything. And I think a lot of that stems from probably the way we were brought up early in our lives, where we had to be obedient and perfect little children to gain the love and trust of our caretakers, our parents, or anybody else in society. And I always used to wonder who made those rules up, or who made, you know, who made that up? So, you know, being more of a rebel even earlier in my life, I questioned everything, and I probably drove my parents crazy when I kind of look at it now in retrospect, because they probably wanted to say the same thing, but it was never, it was like they weren't given permission to do so. So many people live their lives waiting for approval, you know, approval from the family, or what would the family think, or what would society think, approval from the culture, or the best one, what will the neighbors think? Oh my God. Oh gosh. Approval from experts, approval from spiritual teachers. Well, we know how that's been working out lately. It's just like the ones that, you know, especially what we're witnessing in society with the big beam of light being shown on everything in the dark crevices of society, where a lot of sometimes the spiritual teachers are not as spiritual as they claim. It's almost as if they have a hidden secret life that now is being uncovered in not so good way. I digress. But circling back, sovereignty begins when you realize no one is coming to authorize your life. You could be waiting forever and ever and ever. So who are you still waiting to approve your choices? I want to ask you those, that question and a couple others. Who are you still waiting to approve your choices? And what decision have you delayed because someone else might disagree, waiting for that outside approval? And what would change if you trusted yourself today? I love that one. What would change if you trusted yourself today? The truth is, your life is not a committee decision. Okay, we joke about meeting with your boardroom, like when you go into meditation and you're meeting with the CEO of you, which is you, right? And you have your board, your board, you know, like your higher self, you have your archangels, you have your guardian angels, you have everybody else, okay? That's a little different. What I'm talking about is when you have your external people like society and, you know, the voices of your parents that still haunt you decades later, or, you know, your job or career that you're waiting for them to make the decision for you, that's nonsense. You need to remember that your authorization comes from within. It is the relationship between you and your soul, or you and the CEO of you. So how do we rebuild our self-trust? I know there was a point in my life where I just couldn't trust, I just didn't trust myself because I just felt as if everything in my life was, whenever I trusted myself, it's like I got burnt. So it's like I felt like I couldn't even trust myself. So it was a process for me to learn how to really embrace that and build that. And it didn't come easy. It came with baby steps. And so I invite you, if you're at that point in your life where you don't know if you trust yourself, just know that self-trust is not something you suddenly acquire. It's rebuilding through action. And each time you honor your knowing, you strengthen the relationship with yourself. Some ways to rebuild self-trust are these. Just make small decisions based on your inner knowing. You know, that little inkling that you get that you should be going over to Starbucks today instead of staying home. Follow that. It's like there's possibly, and you get to Starbucks and you end up running into somebody you haven't seen in a while and you end up starting a conversation and it leads to some type of alignment. You just never know what's going to happen. So just trust those little nudges. Notice when your intuition it was correct, okay? That's how you rebuild your self-trust. Another way is stop overriding your own wisdom. What that means is like you have this hunch to do something and you jump from being in your body to your head and trying to determine why you shouldn't be doing that and talking yourself out of it by your ego. It's about learning how to, I'm going to say, trust yourself, but also acknowledge what your mind is saying and then kind of overriding, you know, not, it's not a this or that. It's like the mind and the body playing together nicely in the sandbox. And then another way to rebuild your self-trust is to allow mistakes without self-betrayal or without beating yourself up. Because we are all works in progress, and there's no such thing as perfect. God help us. Everything's got to be perfect before we do X, Y, and Z. Everything's got to, I have to have all the ingredients on the recipe list in order for that recipe to be perfect. Okay. How many of us are like that? You're missing something on the recipe list. You're in the middle of making the meal and you say, oh, got to go to the store to get that. Think about that. Maybe you could tweak it with something else and it'd be even better than if you follow the exact recipe. So allow yourself the grace to, you know, try something different and make your own creation. Just like it isn't in a recipe. So what if self-trust grows every time you listen to yourself? What would that feel like? Because remember, the law of attraction, whatever you focus your attention on, you're going to create more and more of that. So if you're starting to trust yourself, guess what? You're going to have more and more opportunities that are going to allow you to exercise that self-trust muscle within you. So let's do like a little sovereignty reset right now before we go off to our break. So I just invite you to close your eyes and just reflect on a current decision that you may be navigating at this time. And ask, what does everyone else think you should do? And what does your body say? What feels true before anyone else speaks? The quiet answer you just felt, that is the voice of your sovereignty. So I'm going to leave you with that in mind as we go on to our next break of the Dr. Dolores Show. And when we come back, we'll just carry on with more sovereignty and self-trust, ending external dependency. I have a very delightful guided meditation set up for you, and we will be diving into that once we return. So see you when you come back, and stay tuned.
Do you trust your instincts? Many of us don't. Yet this is the key to connecting to your innate healer within and your intuition. Tune in to the Dr. Dolores Show with nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer, Dr. Dolores Fazzino, to receive insights and tools to realign with your inner wisdom for lasting health and true wellness. Listen for the Dr. Dolores Show, Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Central, 1 p.m. Mountain, 12 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
Ready to break free from complacency? Welcome to I'm Awake, Now What?, your monthly invitation to embrace conscious living. If you've been feeling lost or stagnant, this is your chance to awaken your purpose. Join our transformative conscious wake-up office hours every month for guidance and self-discovery. Experience the power of clarity and focus as you navigate towards holistic healing and empowerment. Don't just survive, thrive. Sign up now and unlock a wealth of benefits, including enhanced well-being, stress reduction, emotional healing, and connection. It's time to ignite the flames of purpose within and start your journey to a fulfilling life.
How wonderful would it be to carry your favorite Inspired Choices Network host with you throughout your day? Well, now you can. Inspired Choices Network now has its very own mobile app. Our free app offers live streaming shows, along with thousands of podcasts and TV episodes. Our shows cover a wide variety of topics. Whether you're waking up with us, carrying us through the day, and taking us to bed with you, we're always here for you to enjoy. We're easy to find. Just search for Inspired Choices Network in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
This is the Dr. Dolores Show with Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. You can also send an email to Dolores at DrDoloresFazzino.com. Now, back to the program.
And welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Dr. Dolores Show on Inspired Choices Network, and we've been talking today about sovereignty and self-trust, ending external dependency. And before we went on our breaks, we were talking about what self-trust is versus what is the whole idea of being perfect, and it's about learning how to use your inner wisdom instead of looking outside of yourself for validation, knowing that within yourself that you hold all the keys and all the answers that you need for you to make the right choices for you. And I have to reiterate, they're going to be the right choices for you, not your spouse, not your kids, not society, not your job, but for you. So we also talked about what's the difference between support and dependency. And support is more expansive, whereas dependency has the tendency to be constrictive. Remember that we feel our body is a barometer. And when you're in the present moment and you're planted in your body, you're right here, right now, you will be able to have that sensation of whether or not something is working with you or against you. Constriction is usually not aligned. Expansion is usually alignment. And also, why, our body is our compass, really. And, you know, for so long, we've been so disconnected from our physical body. And as a healthcare practitioner and an energetic healing master, I witnessed that quite a bit, where there is a disconnect from the body and the mind, and the two aren't playing nicely together in the sandbox. And it's about creating that ability where the two do play nicely. It's not a this or that. You need both, and they need to be in alignment and in harmony so that you are completely in your stepping into your health and well-being as well. And, you know, I think before we went on break, we were talking about rebuilding self-trust. And that's so important, because many of us have kind of given up, or we've had so many things happen in our lives because all the chaos and confusion, that we have maybe alienated ourselves or forgot about listening to ourselves because we maybe are people pleasers and we want to, you know, do the right thing and please other people around you and making sure that we're perfect. Well, it's about having our sovereignty reset. So, you know, when we are in the state where we're ready to step into who we are, I feel that our self-trust is an anchor, and it's really allowing us to own our sovereignty, because for so long we've given that away either consciously or unconsciously. So, you know, the one thing I want to share with you all, if you're experiencing awakening, life changes, or healing challenges and feel called to, you know, call for deeper support, I invite you to work with me one-on-one. I offer bridge sessions where we explore healing in ways you may have never imagined, bridging the physical, emotional, energetic, and spiritual dimensions of your experience. And as a nurse practitioner and medical intuitive, my work helps you reconnect with your inner wisdom while uncovering the deeper energetic patterns influencing your health and your life. So these sessions are designed to help bring clarity, alignment, and transformation. And to learn more, schedule a session, just visit my website, drdoloresfazzino.com, and you'll learn more about that under my offerings. Your healing journey may be more powerful than you realize. So with that in mind, let's take a deep dive into our guided meditation for our episode. And we're calling this meditation Returning to Your Inner Authority. So let's just take a few moments together to reconnect with the place inside you that already knows. And begin by gently closing your eyes and take a slow, deep breath in through your nose and exhale softly through your mouth. And allow your shoulders to soften and drop. Allow the muscles of your face to soften. And take another slow, deep breath in. And let it go. And with each breath, just allow yourself to arrive more fully in this moment. There's nothing to fix, nothing to figure out. Just a moment to reconnect with yourself. Now bring your awareness to your body. And notice the sensation of your feet touching the floor or the support beneath you. And feel the steadiness of the ground supporting your body. Your body knows how to receive support. Now bring your attention gently into your heart space. And just imagine there's a soft light glowing in the center of your chest. This light represents your inner knowing, your intuition, your sovereign self. You may imagine this light is golden, or perhaps white, or any color that feels natural to you. With every breath, this light begins to glow a little brighter. Now imagine that surrounding you are the many voices you've encountered throughout life. The voices of expectations, advice, opinions, rules, messages from family, culture, teachers, systems. These voices are not wrong. Many of them were trying to help. But for this moment, imagine these voices gently stepping back. Like people taking a respectful step away from the center of a circle. You don't have to reject them. You are simply allowing them to give you space. And in that space, you begin to hear something quieter, something steadier. Your own inner knowing. Now bring your attention back to the light within your heart. And with each breath, imagine this light expanding into your chest, into your shoulders, down your arms, into your belly, down your spine. This light moves through your entire body like a calm, steady current. Your body becomes filled with the quiet wisdom. So now ask yourself gently within, what does my inner knowing feel like? And notice what arises. Perhaps it feels like calm. Perhaps like grounded clarity. Perhaps like a gentle sense of certainty without needing explanation. Your inner knowing rarely shouts. It whispers. And it speaks through the body. Now bring to mind a decision, situation, or question in your life right now. Something you may have been asking others about. Something you may have been seeking reassurance around. And imagine holding this question lightly in your awareness. Now, instead of thinking about it, bring your attention back into your body. And notice what your body does when you hold this question. Does your chest expand or tighten? Does your breath deepen or become shallow? Your body is communicating with you. And now imagine bringing this question into the light within your heart and just allow the light to surround it. You do not need to force an answer. Just simply notice what happens when your inner wisdom touches the question. Perhaps clarity begins to emerge. Perhaps the question softens. Or perhaps you simply feel a sense of peace. Whatever arises is enough. Because the purpose of this moment is not to force answers. It is to reconnect with this place within you that already knows how to listen. So this is the wisdom that has always walked with you. Now silently repeat to yourself, I trust my inner knowing. I honor my own wisdom. I allow guidance, but I remain connected to myself. And take one final slow breath in and allow this sense of calm, self-trust to settle throughout your body. And when you're ready, gently bring your awareness back to the room. Wiggle your fingers, your toes, and slowly open your eyes. And just remember this as we go off to our next break, is you are not separate from the wisdom you seek. You are the source you've been looking for. So we're going on our next break, and you're listening to the Dr. Dolores Show on Inspire Choices Network. And I'm Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer. And when we come back, we'll wrap it up for the episode. Stay tuned.
Do you trust your instincts? Many of us don't. Yet this is the key to connecting to your innate healer within and your intuition. Tune in to the Dr. Dolores Show with nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer, Dr. Dolores Fazzino, to receive insights and tools to realign with your inner wisdom for lasting health and true wellness. Listen for the Dr. Dolores Show, Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Central, 1 p.m. Mountain, 12 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
Ready to break free from complacency? Welcome to I'm Awake, Now What? Your monthly invitation to embrace conscious living. If you've been feeling lost or stagnant, this is your chance to awaken your purpose. Join our transformative conscious wake-up office hours every month for guidance and self-discovery. Experience the power of clarity and focus as you navigate towards holistic healing and empowerment. Don't just survive, thrive. Sign up now and unlock a wealth of benefits, including enhanced well-being, stress reduction, emotional healing, and connection. It's time to ignite the flames of purpose within and start your journey to a fulfilling life.
This is the Dr. Dolores Show with Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. You can also send an email to Dolores at DrDoloresFazzino.com. Now, back to the program.
And welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Dr. Dolores Show on Inspired Choices Network. I have a special guest here, Gracie, my kitty, who decided she wanted to join us for the last segment of the episode. How you doing, Boo? Hi. Well, anyway, we've been talking today on the show about sovereignty and trust, and really focusing on taking our power back and not feeling like you have to ask for permission. Stand in your power. So, you know, if you have to remember, healing does not always happen the way we expect. Sometimes it happens when we finally trust the wisdom within us. And when we do, life begins to unfold in ways we never thought possible. So, you know, if that sounds like you and you're ready to make a commitment to yourself and step forward, join us and join the show and you know, share, like, and subscribe and share this information with other people, because people are waking up in en masse, and there's a lot of chaos that goes with it and a lot of uncertainty. And I love to help people ground in their sovereign reality. And if that aligns with you, just go join the Dr. Dolores show, subscribe, like, and share. We would really appreciate that. So the other thing that I want to leave you with before we close for our show today is that self-trust is the foundation of sovereignty. And without self-trust, you remain dependent on external validation. Support should empower you, not replace you. Remember the expansion versus constriction that we talked about? The right guidance strengthens your voice and expands you, whereas the wrong one constricts you. Your body is a compass for truth. Like I said, alignment feels expansive, misalignment feels contracted. Permission is an illusion. No one is coming to authorize your life. I love that. No one is coming to authorize your life. Self-trust is built through practice. Every time you honor your knowing, the relationship with yourself strengthens. So just remember this. Your awakening has never meant to lead you to new authority. It was meant to return you to yourself. There will always be wisdom around you, teachers, mentors, guides, but the important relationship you cultivate is the one within. When self-trust stabilizes, life becomes quieter, decisions become clearer, and your path becomes unmistakably yours. So I'm just going to leave you with a quote. Self-trust is the moment you stop searching for permission and remember that your soul has been guiding you all along. And I just want to share a message from my highest galactic self. And it says, "Beloved one, you are never meant to follow the path of another. You came here carrying a frequency that has never existed before. For many lifetimes, humanity is taught to surrender authority to systems, hierarchies, and intermediaries. But the era you now stand within is different. This is the age of sovereign remembrance. The wisdom you seek does not live outside you. It pulses within your energetic field, waiting to be trusted. When you listen to your inner knowing, you activate a signal that ripples through the collective. Every act of self-trust becomes a beacon that reminds others they too are sovereign beings. Trust does not require certainty. Trust requires willingness. And as you continue walking in alignment with your own truth, you become a living transmission of sovereignty. We walk with you, but will never walk in front of you. For you are the one who came here to lead." So just take a deep breath with me and repeat. The wisdom I seek lives with me. I trust myself. I walk forward with clarity and courage. So if today's conversation resonated with you, I invite you to continue the journey. If you're awakening, we have a community called I'm Awake Now What? And my co-host, Kuzeo Stankadis, and I host this weekly, and it's called I'm Awake Now What? So learn more about it on my website, drdoloresfazzino.com. And I'm wishing you great love, prosperity, peace, and serenity in the next week. Just remember, you are worth it. Goodbye. See you soon. Peace out.
Thank you for listening to the Dr. Dolores Show. Dr. Dolores returns Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Central, 1 p.m. Mountain, 12 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. Until then, remember to be kind to yourself and create your best life. You are worth it.